It's Chris Godez and Ryan with our one call, looking for our 64th caller in a row to answer this question about what it's like to be attacked by a wild animal. I just think this is such a funny text message. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. God darn it, we're getting so many texts. Here it is. I had an octopus squirt me in the face while I was snorkeling.
Oh!
I wouldn't say I was attacked, but it was definitely off-putting.
Like, wait, what did I do?
That is so funny. Okay, now, Emma, you're in Forest Lake. You were attacked by a wild animal? What was it?
It was a kangaroo.
Whoa, were you in Australia?
I was.
Okay, so tell us that story. What happened?
So my dad's side of the family is Australian, and he's a race car driver. So the seasons over there are during the Christmas time. So that's normally when we go over to see them.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, you know, Emma, do you want to go to Australia Zoo? It's the, you know, Steve Irwin, crikey mate, you know, that
sure.
guy, kind of famous for it. And they had just Joey's climbing around, and they said, you want to go pet it? And I said, sure. And I didn't know that this one was sleeping. And he had come up and grabbed his paw and scratched me from my chest down to my belly button.
Oh.
Ow. Do you still have the scars to this day?
Very vaguely, but it hurt a lot.
And so because you were messing with her Joey, the mama came after you?
She did not. It was just the Joey that scratched me.
Oh, just the Joey. Oh.
Well, you woke him up.
Yeah.
He's like, ah!
I do love your crikey, mate. That's really good. Well done, Emma. Hey, what do you think of Australia, by the way? Is it a place we should go visit?
Gosh, I love it. It's my favorite place.
Is it really? And the flight is how long?
It's 18 hours, but when you go from Minneapolis to Dallas, that's another three. So you're looking at about a 20-hour flight.
Oh.
Okay, that's a little far for my liking, and I love a little Joey.
Yeah.
Been doing it since I was 3 months old. It's never bugged me.
Well, you're used to it. That's awesome.
Good
as
for
long
you.
As you get a good smelling flight attendant and she's willing to do whatever you want because she thinks you're the cutest baby ever, you're good to go.
Hey, that's advice from a pro. Thank you, Emma. Appreciate it. We got our one call. That's 64.
Yeah. I would have never thought it would have been a kangaroo.
Well, hold on, Dez. Hold on.
What?
Lori's in Minneapolis, and she has a story for us. Is it true that you were attacked by a wild animal that just so happened to be a beaver?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
No
it
way.
It is. Yeah. I was listening to you guys thinking, it really can happen.
Told you.
It really can happen.
Really? Okay, so where did this beaver encounter take place?
Up in northern Minnesota. I used to trap every spring. And that, so I was out. Checking the trap line.
Yeah.
I had two beaver in my backpack, so of course, you know, it's not like I can run really fast when you're carrying an extra 50 pounds on your
right.
back. And so I was going down the hill, and in the middle of no water was this beaver.
Okay.
It was just looking at me, and I'm thinking, oh, that's okay. He's fat. He can't move fast. Well, let me tell you. I was totally shocked and surprised because that stinking thing I thought jumped 10 feet towards me, clacking his teeth, and I'm like, oh, crap, run! And, yeah, of course, you know, can't run fast. You got all this pack. You're in the woods, and you're where beaver have cut down trees. There's brush everywhere. Them suckers are ferocious.
I knew it!
Tell you.
They are. You should be quickly scared of stinking beavers.
Oh, I'm scared.
Stinking beavers. I love that. You're like, so there I was with a pair of beavers hanging off my back.
Right, 50 pounds of beaver.
50 pounds of beaver on my back.
That's a lot of beef.
And I've got another beaver coming at me.
And he was super fat, and I was like, no way, he's getting me. When something fat is motivated, it can move quick. And you do not want to be on the receiving end of that.
Oh, my God.
Oh, believe me.
You could be one of my favorite calls I've ever had, Lori.
Thanks, but I still haven't determined if it was a male or a female. We don't know.
I bet
it was a female.
You haven't gone on a second date with him or what?
Are you still trapping beaver, Lori?
No. I moved down to the cities 3 years ago, but it was always an adventure to trap.
Boy, it sure is. Thank you, Lori. We appreciate our bonus caller today, Lori.
Oh, made my whole day.
Oh, my God. There it was. Looking at me from the water.
Yeah, that nasty old beaver. Thank you, Lori.